Well, one of the really big winners for health this year was mental health, which I think has been a really long time coming. We're going to see really big numbers. So $37.6 million over the next 4 years to concentrate on follow-up care after suicide attempts and the exit out of hospital and how we manage that. There's also a lot of money going to specific organizations. So $10.5 million going to Beyond Blue. There's $4.7 million going to Head On Health that focuses more around information and advice. And as promised, the $33.8 million over the next 4 years to go towards Lifeline. There'll be also $1.2 to Sane Awareness.
I mean, this has been touted as a mental health budget in the follow-up to the announcements. Do you think this is enough?
Well, it's just nice to see anything in mental health, isn't it? I feel like it's often overlooked, and there's so much stigma that floats around mental health that it's often unaddressed. So it's just really nice to see. I think it is a really good step in the right direction.
And what else are we seeing in health?
There has been a lot invested in rural, regional and remote, $83.3 million to be precise, over the next 5 years. So this will go into funding new and sort of pre-existing programs. So a lot of workplace initiatives to drive people out into those regions, junior doctor training that already exists in those regions, but I think they're going to be really promoting those programs. Also in the Murray-Darling sort of region, the medical schools network will be developed there. But that's not all, Shane.
What else have we got?
We're going to be investing a lot into hospitals. So $130.2 billion over the next 5 years, and 50 of that will be in the next year about to come.
So let's also talk about women in the budget. So there wasn't much there last year for women. What is going on this year?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more. There's been some interesting stuff around women and health, which has been a nice combination. So endometriosis research will be getting $1 million over the next 3 years, which I really don't think is that much, you know, $1 million over 3 years for a very important issue that affects a lot of women. But on a more positive note, a new breast cancer drug will be added to the PBS that will save women a lot of money. Without the PBS, this treatment would cost about $70,000 for a treatment for a year. So I think that's a good thing for women in health.
And what about women more broadly outside the health portfolio?
Yeah, well, I was anticipating, as were a few other people, I think, some changes to superannuation that might positively affect women. There were a lot of changes. The ones that will particularly affect women were sort of accumulating. You know how you accumulate multiple accounts when you sort of have different kinds of jobs? This disproportionately affects women because they often leave work and come back, especially when they have children, and that will all, you know, be streamlined into one account and reducing fees and so forth. But I don't think this really addresses the key issue for superannuation and women, which is obviously the wage gap, that women just don't have as much superannuation as men. So that was a little bit disappointing.